I think they're virtually interchangeable. You know, any two words have subtle differences in meaning, and anybody who has studied a language understands, or linguistics in general, understands that context determines meaning. So if you hear Joe Theismann say, the ESPN former NFL quarterbacker and the commentator, say, as he said famously to one of his wives, that he was leaving her for another woman because, quote, God wants Joe Theismann to be happy.
Mm.
Okay, so now when we take happy when he says that, is the happiness that he's talking about good? Is it a positive thing? Well, no, it's not. But the problem isn't that he wants to be happy. The problem is that he's turning to sin to try to find happiness. And I think what has happened is happiness has gotten a bad name. Joy, because most of the best-selling English translations, and therefore the ones that most of us have, use the term joy more than they use the term happiness, though virtually every translation, I think every single one, does use happy or happiness, but it uses joy more frequently, and it's often used to translate the Greek word chara or charizo, which is the verb form. And so, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. So we look at that, and we say, okay, well, God commands us to rejoice, so that must be spiritual. But then we look at people seeking happiness, and they're seeking it sometimes in sin. And so what we have done is we've set up this artificial distinction between joy and happiness, saying happiness is the superficial, happenstance-type things that go on in the world, and they're just on an emotional basis, and they're just dependent on circumstance, whereas joy is something spiritual, something godly. And interestingly, Georgine, to distinguish joy and happiness, people all often make the claim happiness is just emotional, while joy is not emotional. Now, I examine that statement in the book, and that statement is so far off base. If you take that word, mm-hmm. I was talking about, kara or charizo, they're translated joy, it is often used. In fact, in the same immediate context of rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, the same word is used of rejoicing about Epaphroditus because it looked like he was going to die, but God preserved his life. So now we're all, what, happy, rejoicing, clearly an emotional thing. Would anyone say, I feel no emotions about whether Epaphroditus lived or died? Well, of course not. When he says, brethren, you are my joy and my crown, is he saying, I feel nothing toward you when he says, you're my joy? Oh, no. On the contrary, when he says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, we are supposed to feel something. We're supposed to have a fondness and affection toward God. I mean, would any wife, I mean, let's just say Dan, came to you and said, okay, Georgine, I'm going to give you some flowers, and I'm doing this because I'm a dutiful husband, and I'm checking off the box, and the Bible says, love your wife as Christ loved the church, and I don't feel any emotions towards you, but I'm just giving you an unconditional love and checking off the boxes, and here are these flowers. Now, how would you respond?
Well, first I'd take the flowers.
And you would look for available parts of Dan's body in which to place them. And what I'm saying is,
yeah.
you know that's not. Does God want us to say, well, joy is this non-emotional thing that has to do with our status, a position we have in Christ, and happiness is this secondary, low-level, actual pleasure? And what do we do? What do we say about the gospel, and what do we say about Christ when we say he doesn't care about our happiness? I think clearly he does.